women's NCAA basketball tournament begins its final four stage tonight. LSU takes on favored Virginia Tech. And the number two seed, Iowa, plays the undefeated defending champ, number one seed, South Carolina. The winners of each will play in Sunday's final. Watching both games closely will be Meredith Cash, who's a reporter for Insider, where she covers sports. She joins me now. Hi, Meredith.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So, Meredith, the marquee matchup tonight, Iowa-South Carolina, it will feature some of the game's biggest stars. Tell me, what are you going to be looking for?
I think everybody is going to be watching to see what Caitlin Clark does. She was newly named the Player of the Year this season. She has led the country in assists and ranks third in points with 27.3 per game. And she's known to be someone who just pulls up from the logo. So the Hawkeyes superstar is someone that everybody is tuning in to watch. And I think they're looking to see if she has what it takes to finally take down South Carolina, who hasn't lost since making its tournament run last season. They have last year's Player of the Year. They have the two-time Naismith Coach of the Year in Dawn Staley. And they are just top to bottom a force to be reckoned with, the best defensive team in the country. They average 30-point wins over their opponents. And, you know, no team in the country has been able to contend with them this year. So Caitlin and her Hawkeyes have a big task ahead of them.
Yeah, it's an exciting game. Virginia Tech is also a number one seeded team. How do you see them faring against LSU?
Well, LSU is big. They are a team that has depended on Angel Reese, who has been nothing short of a superstar this year. In the paint, she averages 23 points per game, which is fifth in the nation, and 15.7 rebounds per game, second only to one more player. She's been unstoppable, and I think it's going to take all that Virginia Tech has to keep her in check. Luckily for Virginia Tech, they have a two-time ACC Player of the Year who is 6'6" in Elizabeth Kitley, who in her own right offers 18 points a game, 10 rebounds per game for the Hokies, and has been unstoppable in the ACC. So that will be a great battle in the post. And then the backcourt is really where teams have a chance to make a difference here.
You know, I want to ask you, Meredith, because the women's tournament has been breaking all kinds of viewership records this month, and ticket prices for tonight's game have surged. Traditionally, the women's tournament hasn't always garnered the same level of attention as the men's tournament. Why are we seeing this big change now?
Well, I think it's a number of things. I think having an undefeated team in South Carolina is definitely a draw. They have a great fandom. Obviously, everyone is interested in seeing Caitlin. LSU has a Hall of Fame coach in Kim Mulkey. And Virginia Tech is the newcomers, and I think everyone has an interest in seeing if they could break through. But on top of that, I think investment in the women's game has been surging in years past, and now we're finally reaping what has been sown there.
So 2 seconds, Meredith. Who's going to win tonight? Who's going to win Sunday?
South Carolina all the way. They have been unstoppable.
We'll be watching to see if Meredith's right. Meredith Cash of Insider, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.